Okay, great. Hey, how are you today?
Hi.
I'm Tony.
Nice to meet you.
And you are?
JR.
And this is Mary.
Can I sit by you? Is that all right?
Sure.
I'm a little tired today.
No problem. We're members of Grace Community Church here, and we're out here today talking to people about spiritual things, about their faith. And do you have any spiritual beliefs, JR?
Not really, just a little bit.
Yeah? What do you believe?
The Lord.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen to you when you die? Have you ever given that any thought?
I don't know. You know what? Yeah. It's like I said, I go to a church, but not really. Just once in a while.
Where do you go?
This is a church right here. It's called Dream Center.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it. Yeah, downtown LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it associated with Angelus Temple? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Really big. Lots of programs. Lots of work in the community. Yeah. Okay. Do you believe that heaven and hell exist?
What was that again?
Do you believe that heaven and hell exist? Yeah. What do you think a person has to do to go to hell? If you were the judge. Okay. If you were the judge. If JR was the judge, what would be the reason someone would go to hell if it was up to you?
I'd say probably doing something wrong to somebody,
Like anything? Like
go to jail.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would put you in jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably doing wrong to the people that you don't even know,
Okay.
Like stealing.
Okay.
Robbing.
All right. So not obeying the golden rule, not treating people the way you would want to be treated, hurting other people, that kind of thing. That would include. Don't you think that would include all of us?
Yeah, but I really don't get involved with that,
What do you mean?
Like, I really don't get involved with that kind of activity.
What kind of activity?
People.
No! I'm not accusing you of that. No.
I use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you were to die today, and we don't want that, if you were to die today and stand before God, and He said, JR, why should I allow you into my heaven? What would you say? Do you think you've
lived
a life or you are living a life that is pleasing
it's
to God?
Something that I go through hard times.
Everybody does. Yeah, some harder than others. Yeah, but do you think you've lived a life that God would say, well, that's good enough for me?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you familiar with the Ten Commandments? Have you ever heard of those?
Moses,
the tablets, and coming down from the mountain? Okay.
Yeah, I read them before.
Okay. The Ten Commandments are like the cliff notes of God's law. It's like a summary. All right, it says, you should have no other gods before me, not make any idols, don't take the Lord's name in vain, remember the Sabbath, keep it holy, honor your mother and father, do not murder, do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie. Don't want something that belongs to someone else. Now, that's God's penal code. That's God's law book. Okay? That's the standard by which He's going to judge JR and Mary and Tony and the security guard and Jehovah's Witnesses and everybody else. Okay? And that's His standard of goodness. Jesus said, in order for God to see you as good, you have to be perfect. Jesus said, you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now, Mary and I would be the first to admit that we're not perfect.
Not at all.
Would you agree that you're not? Okay. All right, so that's His standard. That's God's standard. Have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, I lie sometimes.
Okay, all right. And ever use God's name in the wrong way? OMG, GD, JC, you know, getting angry or something like that and shouting God's name the way you shouldn't?
Drinking too much.
Okay. Well, and you know, the, while it's not one of the Ten Commandments, the Bible does say that we aren't supposed to get drunk. Right? It says that no drunkard will enter into the kingdom of heaven, along with the liar and the thief and the, you know, it's... So, and have you ever been so angry with someone that you thought for a second, you know what, I think I might hate that person? Yeah. 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 The Bible says whoever hates another person, whoever hates his brother, is a murderer in God's eyes. And because think about it. Hate starts in the heart. Then it moves to the mind where we form a plan, and then to the hand where we carry out the act. Right? Now, the law of man says you haven't murdered someone until the hand carries out the act. But God judges not only our actions, but he judges our heart too.
Our attitudes and our motivation.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why he equates, that's why he sees hatred or anger without cause as the same as murder. Okay? Now, you're nodding your head. I can nod my head too. I've been guilty of...
I'm just a little tired today, you know.
No, I understand. I understand. So with what you've said about yourself, and we're not judging you, but what you've said about yourself, do you think God will see you as innocent or guilty of breaking his law?
Well, first I got to be serving him, you know. I got to be involved with the church.
Well?
At least for a year.
Okay, but that... If you were standing before a judge in a courtroom, JR, and you were found guilty of breaking the law, whatever it was, whether it's just public intoxication or something serious, and the judge says, JR, what do you have to say for yourself? And you say, well, Your Honor, I've stopped drinking, and I've started going to the church, and I'm giving to the poor, and I'm working in the soup kitchen, so I think you should find me not guilty. Is the judge going to find you not guilty because you started doing good things? No. He's still going to find you guilty. Right? He's still going to find you guilty. Because he has to judge you not by the good you've done, but by the law you've broken. Right? Okay? So, the Bible says that the wages of sin, death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, does it concern you that if you were to die today, and Jesus and God found you guilty of breaking his law, that you would spend eternity in hell? Does that concern you? Yeah?
What was that again? Can you say it?
Sure.
Can you repeat that again?
If you were to die today and stand before God for judgment, and he found you guilty of breaking his law, lying, stealing, hatred, drunkenness, does it concern you that if he found you guilty, you would spend all of eternity in hell as the just punishment for your sin? Does that concern you?
Maybe.
Okay, good. And you know why it does, JR? Because God's given you a conscience.
He forgives.
Right, but let's talk about that, okay? So let's go back to the courtroom for a second, okay? Let's say that you were found guilty of a serious crime. How are we doing? We still okay?
Yeah.
Okay. No, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. Yeah.
We have to be going.
About, yeah. Hour, yeah. Okay, so let's say you broke the law. It's not a case of mistaken identity. It's not the cops making a bad arrest. You actually did the crime. You admitted to it. The jury found you guilty. You're standing before the judge, and the judge says, JR, because of your record, it's going to be $1 million fine or the rest of your life in prison. Yeah. Could you pay the fine? No, me neither. Trust me, neither could I. So the judge is going to do what's right, and he's going to send you to prison forever because you couldn't pay the fine. But just as he's about to do that, somebody walks into the courtroom, someone you've never met, walks up to the judge's bench, puts $1 million on the judge's bench and says, Your Honor, I've sold everything, I've sacrificed everything, and because I love JR, I'm going to pay his fine. I'm going to pay the $1 million so you can let him go. The judge looks at you and says, JR, you're free to go, not because you're good, not because you're innocent, not because you could pay the fine. You couldn't do any of those things. But I'm going to let you go because this other person stepped in to pay the fine for you.
What church is from?
Grace Community. We're here in Nevada Valley, on Roscoe. Would that be good news? I've been a Christian for 27 years. Yeah. So would that be good news to you if someone did that for you?
Yeah, well, I appreciate for you coming up to me like that. You know, I mean, it's not the right time for me because I just got small problems, issue of life, you know what I mean?
Well, and, JR, the reality...
I have to take care of it, but
yeah.
It's good to not forget about the Lord.
But, JR, you know what? The reality is none of us can make ourselves ready. None of us can so clean up our acts that God will see us as clean. See, that's the point. See, and that's... let's go back to that courtroom just for another minute. This time, JR, this time you decide... Let's say you got drunk and you decided to break into someone's home. Right? I'm not saying you would. I'm just painting a picture. Yeah, I'm not saying you would do it. Okay. But you break into the home and you see pictures. You see family pictures on the wall. Okay? You're not a good burglar. So you're making too much noise. You wake up some of the members of the family. A young boy about that age comes out wondering what's going on in the living room. He's scared. You get startled. And you kill him. So you get caught. And you're going to trial. And during the whole trial, you're looking at that judge. You've never been in his courtroom before. But you're looking at that judge and going, I know. I've seen him somewhere before. So you go through the trial, and they find you guilty. And because it was a murder committed during a burglary, they sentence you to, that's what they would do here in California, for a murder while committing a felony, okay? And so you're standing before the judge for sentencing, and then it dawns on you who the judge is. His was one of the pictures on the wall. You just realize that you killed his son. So the judge sentences you to death. But before they take you away to put a needle in your arm and put you to sleep like a stray dog, the judge stands up from behind his bench, from his place of authority. He takes off his robes of authority and he steps down and he says, JR, you murdered my son. You deserve to die. But I'm going to take your place. And they take the judge into the other room, and they put him to sleep like a stray dog, and they let you go. That's a picture of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. Because every time we sin against God, JR, it's like we're trampling through the judge's son's blood. It's like we're trampling through the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross for sinners. God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, without sin. He died a horrible, bloody death on the cross that He did not deserve, to take upon Himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. God allowed His perfect and precious and priceless Son to die a death He did not deserve so that criminals like you and me could be forgiven. And what God commands of us is that we not clean up our act, right? If you wash a pig and put it in a tuxedo, it's still a pig. It's never going to be James Bond, right? It's never going to be some Hollywood actor or model. It's still going to be a pig in a tuxedo, right? So we can't clean ourselves up to make us something different from who we are. We're sinners. We've broken God's law. We deserve His wrath, His condemnation, and His punishment. But if God, who is full of mercy and love and grace, changes us from the inside, causes us to be born again, so that we can turn from our sin and put our trust in Christ alone, He'll forgive us. He'll take our sin and He'll remove it as far as the east is from the west. he'll remember it no more because of what his son did on the cross. See, and what religion says is, JR, you need to clean up your act. You need to clean up your act and then come to God and maybe it'll work out for you. That's not what Jesus says. Jesus said, there's nothing we can do to save ourselves. That's why we need a Savior.
Right.
And God's provided one.
Nothing I can do, but I don't follow, you know, the word of God. You know, just a guidance. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it.
Well, it's more than that. Because Jesus said,
you need to leave, you know.
Yeah, it's more than guidance. Because Oprah can give you guidance. Dr. Phil can give you guidance. Right? Your parents can give you guidance. What you need is salvation. What you need is forgiveness. Right? And when God forgives, He sends His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, unto us, and we are guided by His Spirit. But the Word of God is not just a how-to manual. Following Jesus is not just a way to clean up your act. Jesus said, unless you are willing to deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, you are unworthy to be my disciple. It's an all or nothing proposition. It's not trying Jesus on for size and then moving on to the Mormon temple if that didn't work out. All right? God's calling you, JR, as He's called Mary and I, to repent, to turn from your sin, to quit loving JR so much that you're willing to die and go to hell for that next drink.
Yeah, we'll go to hell for drink?
No, not for drinking.
Not for drinking, right?
But for drunkenness. Just like I can go to hell for telling one lie. Think about it this way. Okay, this young boy here again, here, okay? If I lie to him, it's going to be wrong, but there's nothing he's going to do to punish me. Right? If I lie to Mary, my friend, it could sever our friendship. If I go home and lie to my wife about where I've been this afternoon, I could end up sleeping on the couch. Cost is getting higher. If I go to work on, if I call in sick on Monday but I'm not sick and I lie to my boss, I could lose my job. If I stand before a judge in a courtroom and I lie to him, I'm going to prison. Now, what I've done to the boy and my friend and my wife and my boss and a judge is all the same, isn't it? It's just a lie. What's different is who the lie is against. Okay? Look, if you and I are really good friends, and I felt that we were good friends enough that I could just punch you in the arm just goofing off, nothing's going to happen to me. You're not going to call LAPD and have me arrested, right? But if President Obama was walking through the station here, and I thought, you know, this will be funny, I'm going to go punch the president in the arm, right? If I even survive trying to do that, I'm going to prison for a long, long time. But it's still just a punch in the arm, right? God is infinitely holy and righteous and just. So any sin we commit, no matter how small it is in our mind, is infinitely sinful and worthy of hellfire because God is perfect and holy and just and sovereign and the King. See? So, right? So if the only thing you ever did wrong in your whole life was lie once to your mom, God is so holy, that one lie would be enough to sentence you to hell forever.
The wages of sin is death.
That's right.
But the gift of God is eternal life, which is Christ.
That's right. And it says it's a free gift of God, depending on what translation you read. That is the free gift of God. Right? Look, I bought this watch at Walmart.
What time you have?
I have 3:45. I bought this watch at Walmart about a week or so ago. Nothing expensive. If I handed it to you, and I said, hey, JR, I'd like to give you my watch, and as you put it on and say thank you, I said, that'll be $300. Is it still a gift?
Yes, it is.
No. Not if you have to pay for it. Right? Right? Yeah. But the Bible says that salvation, forgiveness of your sin, and eternity in heaven with Christ is a free gift. It's not something you can earn or work for. It's not something you could deserve. You'll never be able to clean up your act enough, JR. Neither can I. That's why we need a Savior. The Bible says all of our good works are like filthy rags before a holy God. But when we come to faith in Christ, and He clothes us in His righteousness, God no longer sees our sin. He sees the righteousness of His Son and what He did on the cross.
You know what? The Word of God is always good, but at the moment, for me, mm-hmm. you know, I go to church once in a while, like on Sundays or any other days, you know, I go to church over to mission.
Yeah. Well, you know what, JR? Going.
The fellowship around here is Christian.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I understand that. But, JR, if I went up here on Lancashire every day and twice on Sunday to In-N-Out, I'm never going to become a double-double. No matter how many times I eat an In-N-Out, I'm never going to become a double-double, right? I'm never going to become a hamburger because I eat an In-N-Out, right? Nobody gets right with God simply by going to church. No one gets right by God by going to church on Sunday and living like hell Monday through Saturday, JR. See, Jesus said there are going to be many people like that, many religious people, who on that day will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not cast out demons in your name and perform many miracles in your name? And Jesus will say to them on that day, depart from me, I never knew you, you worker of lawlessness. There's going to be a lot of religious people standing before God thinking that their religion is going to erase all of their sins. And it won't. Going to church is a good thing, especially if you're going to a church that teaches the Word of God. But going to church, JR, is something that followers of Christ do, not to earn something, but to worship the God who saved them.
Thanks for the Word of God, you know what I mean? Okay. I want to thank you for that, and, you know, like I said, I just got my own.
Okay,
my
I understand.
Problems, you know,
do you have a Bible?
I just keep it to myself.
All right. Do you have a Bible?
I read the Bible once in a while.
Do you have one?
Not at the moment.
Can I give you one? I have it in either English or Spanish, whichever you prefer.
I'm okay.
You sure?
Yes, I'm okay.
All right. Okay. JR, we appreciate your time. God bless you, JR. We'll be praying for you.
I didn't say much, but nice to meet you.
Thank you, JR. Yeah, Grace Community Church is on Roscoe, down at Coldwater Canyon, just before Coldwater, around the 170. We're right there by the Wash. Real big church.
Before
Kaiser. All right. Yeah, as you're coming off the 170, it's before Kaiser.
Okay.
Come. You're always welcome.
All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, JR.